There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President,
Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, welcome. Whether you're in the New York City area or any one of hundreds, maybe thousands of other cities across the great United States of America, we welcome you to the Saturday night, the most listened to, most watched, most streamed, most everything, the Saturday night broadcast in talk radio. It is Baldwin McCullough live from New York. You know, we sometimes poke a little fun at what's going on in the news. And welcoming him back to his own show for the first time in
888-340-3373. Just before the break, DJ had called us from Brooklyn. DJ, sorry that we had to put you on hold over the top of the hour. Thanks for your patience. Your thoughts on the aftermath of the Charleston shooting?
First of all, like everyone else that's sane and rational, my heart goes out to the families that lost someone. Welcome back, Stevie B.
Thank you.
Have you back again.
Thank you.
This touches on three topics, the nexus of which is seriously controversial. You got race, you got religion, and you have guns. As far as race is concerned, until 1,000 years from today, when we're all intermarried and all are beige, there will be race issues because race is obvious. Secondly, religion. On the topic of religion, all religions were to give individuals solace. Yet, if you look around the world at the 20 or 30 wars going on, you'd be hard-pressed to name a war that did not have a religious component. And the more religious you are, in some ways, the more dangerous you are. The last topic, of course, is guns. Here's a rhetorical question. If the Constitution was being made up today with what we know today, do you think for a second that the gun provision in the Constitution would pass exactly as it is? I relate guns in a way to cars. They're both made out of metal, and they both have a purpose. On one hand, you have to be in New York, 18, pass a test, own a license, in order to drive at will. As far as a gun is concerned, any moron of almost any age can walk into a gun store in the South somewhere, buy a gun, go out and shoot somebody.
That is so not true, DJ. That is so not true. I mean, and I've heard...
What's not true?
I've heard that expression that you just said so many times, and I agree
about
with
guns,
everything you were saying up to that.
Being able to buy a gun?
Yes. There's no redneck gun stores in the South where you just walk in and they just give you a gun. That is not the way it works.
Well,
you have to go through federal background checks. You still have to get licensed in the state that it's given. There's all kinds of restrictions that are on it that it never used to be.
In New York, sure, but in other areas of the country.
No.
The Brady bill is national.
Every state in the country.
Florida, where people go buy guns and bring them up to New York.
Well, no, but to Kevin's point, the Brady bill is a national and or a federal law where if anyone in any state tries to purchase a weapon, they're going to have to wait 5 to 7 days until a background check has gone on.
Has cleared.
How about at a gun show?
Yes.
Same thing.
Same thing. It all
same
applies.
Yeah.
And they have federal marshals monitoring gun shows now.
Get the gun.
His dad gave him the gun. Here's the thing, DJ. And this,
there's another problem.
You're right.
Okay, so what do you want to pass a law then, DJ, that says that fathers who have respectful use of firearms in their family, this family didn't have any evidence of problems, that a father can't give his own son a gun?
I'm not saying that. Guns are legal. But did this kid have training on how to use a gun? Does he have a license to shoot a gun? I have a license to drive a car, and the purpose of a car is to get you from one place to another. The purpose of a gun is one thing and one thing only, to kill. And also, a lot of people that
But not all killing is bad, and that's
drink.
The problem.
What?
It said, but not all killing is bad, and that's the problem. You're assuming assuming that all killing is immoral, and it's obvious
no,
that
I'm not.
All killing
I'm not
isn't.
Saying that.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. And there were probably some things that this guy, there should have been probably some red flags on him somewhere. I don't know what degree we know about his mental health and to what degree that has been examined. But I just find it interesting that every time that somebody says, they see something that bad that has happened, you automatically assume it's the gun's fault. There's as much breakdown here.
Inanimate object.
Thank you.
The problem is we have 300 million people in the United States. If 1% of that 300 million is deranged, we have 3 million nut jobs running around the country of various ages that have access to all kinds of insanity.
Yeah, so let's make sure that everybody else has more guns than they do. Let's just make sure everybody else has more guns than they do.
That's the Alan King. Do you remember Alan King?
No.
He was a comedian.
Yes,
and we were having, I think back in the 70s, we were having plane hijackings. His solution was, as you got onto the plane, you were issued a gun. So if some nut job pulls a gun and says, I'm taking over the plane, 150 people point a gun at him.
Well, mutually assured destruction. Sounds like the politics of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
But how about, do you think that the gun provision in the Constitution would be passed as is if it was voted on today by the entire country? That's an interesting question.
I think it would.
You think it would?
I absolutely, yeah. Well, here's the thing. 300 million people, as you described, 60 million of the 300 million own guns.
Oh, no. It's closer to 120 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. I was given a conservative.
And there are as many as 300 million plus guns in ownership in America.
Right.
There's at least one gun for every person in the United
There's more than,
States.
Yes. That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure if those numbers, today being what they are, I think that part of what people believe that is, the element of the freedom that comes with this country, I think those people would still be supporting that right to bear arms.
Well, keep in mind, when the Constitution was written, far more people needed guns to kill food to eat. Today, that's
That'd be amazing.
Cool. Very cool. Well, so nonetheless, you've been very busy. Now you're in Toronto tonight. What takes you to north of the border?
Came up to Toronto for the Italian Contemporary Film Festival. Gave me my fantastic award, thanks to those folks. And
the ICF.
I love this.
Yeah, it's ICF. He got an ICF.
Love the Italians. It was part of promoting... The new title of the film I did in Rome, which is 2047 SOD Site of Death, with Rutger Hauer and Michael Madsen and Danny Glover, watched the movie for the first time last night. It was freaky. You have to understand, growing up with Danny Glover, Michael Madsen, and
Rutger Hauer.
It's intimidating. When I made the movie and I had to go nose to nose with Rutger Hauer, I was intimidated. But turned out great. Movie looks great. Very exciting sci-fi action film coming to screens everywhere very soon.
And it's being shown at the Toronto Film Festival that you're at, and that's a good thing. So, that's where Stevie B's been, and we're glad that he's back, and we couldn't be more excited to have him with us every Saturday night as we like to talk to you about what's going on in the news. Sometimes we poke fun at it. It's just hard to poke fun at a story that's as serious as the top headline tonight, which is if Al-Qaeda is successful, what they are trying to do is just take Iraq away from Iraqis. Stephen, a lot of people don't realize, and, you know, I think that the average person just kind of half pays attention to the news anyway, so it's not like they're, like, staying up on this with all the details, but when you hear the number 1.2 million refugees from just a few cities already that are running for their life trying to avoid ticking off the Al-Qaeda forces, you kind of know you've got a humanitarian, at least at the very minimum, disaster there. What could turn into a wholesale, slaughter or worse, and we pray that none of that is the case. But there's been a lot of discussion stateside. I mean, John McCain basically lit up the other side of the aisle talking about what failed policies do. Whether you blame Obama or blame Bush or blame, you know, whoever for whatever you get mad about him at with Iraq in the past, the question now is, what do we do? What do we do if we let Al-Qaeda take Iraq and they turn it into a training base to plot the next 9/11 from? And do you think that's a possibility? 888-340-3373 is the number. We're encouraging you to discuss that with us. We've got a full phone.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule, must be business at least 1 year to apply. Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819. All loans subject to OnDeck Corp. Rule, must be business at least 1 year to apply. Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're taking your questions, actually your comments, on the big question, Iraq, what do you do? Al-Qaeda is running around just taking sections of Iraq. People that served have said that the sacrifice they made to liberate that country is being, ignored. And we're just at a place where we have no real... I don't know. I guess stake left in at least believing that there's a role for us to play in the freedom of those people anymore. 1.2 million people evacuating from their homes. Every Christian that's in the northern half of Iraq is on the run for their life as Al-Qaeda is rolling into the country, and I mean rolling over the country, instituting Sharia law, stealing billions of dollars from banks. All kinds of equipment, and they've threatened Baghdad. They've told Baghdad, we're coming for you. The prime minister there has begged the world for help. They've begged the UN. They've begged the U.S. There's not really anything that anybody has said that they're going to do to step up. So the question becomes, what do we do, if anything? And again, there's no wrong answers tonight. It's just, what do you think? What do you think we should do? And if we don't do anything... The question becomes, and Stephen has asked this question very expertly tonight, but the question that he had is, if we don't do anything, should we prepare ourselves for another 9/11 somewhere about 10 or 12 years down the road, if it takes them that long to plan, execute, and make their plan come to fruition the way they did when they had Afghanistan to plot and plan from? That was basically what happened. They had places that they could train and do what they wanted to do, and no one stopped them. So they readied themselves, they prepared themselves, and then they sent, people here on missions to learn how to fly planes but not land them, that kind of stuff. They were very patient. They outwaited us a very long time. Should we prepare ourselves for another situation like that if we don't do anything here? Now, we've got some very patient people on the line. Let's go to line two. Bob is calling from Rutherford, New Jersey, listening to AM 970, The Answer, our flagship radio station, and we're so happy to have you, Bob. Welcome. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. We're glad you're here.
Thank you, and it's good to be on your show.
What are your thoughts about this?
I was listening to that last guy, and he sounded like a delegate from the 1968 Chicago Democratic Convention.
Hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of these problems come from. I was in the Navy for 4 years, and I went to Vietnam twice. I think that we're fighting their war. We're too surgical. And I see a lot of our guys on TV coming home destroyed, and it shouldn't be that way.
What do you mean we're too surgical? Explain what you mean by that.
Okay, we got little drones flying around, and they take out like 10 people. Which is not a good way to fight a war. These people aren't human, not really. And this new leader of the that group over there is supposedly 10 times worse than the Al-Qaeda guy.
Yeah.
Now, the thing I was thinking about is somebody said all hell has broken loose in Iraq now. I heard that on your show before.
That's what Steven said,
and
yeah.
I don't think all hell has broken loose yet. There was a thing called carpet bombing, scorched earth, and weapons that haven't been used in this war yet. B-52 bombers. If they have Mosul, we could do like we did in the Second World War. Drop pamphlets on that city. All the good people get out of there and level it. And that'll be like a new chapter in the Quran. If we're going to use these drones, darken the skies with the drones. Hmm. Let them not see the sunlight.
Hmm.
This will teach these people a lesson that they haven't learned. Our soldiers, we don't need any feet on the ground over there. We could do this all in the air if we fight the war right.
Well, what's interesting, Bob, and I think that you have some really good insights on this, we do see on our satellites, Stephen, I don't know if you've seen the picture, but just long caravans of equipment moving from one city to the next. Why can't we just line drone after drone up and just bust that caravan from one end to the other? I mean, just keep hitting everything that's in the line until it no longer appears on the radar screen. What's the downside to that?
There's no downside. If you're going to do it all with drones, do it. If you're going to do it with B-52s, if you're going to give them a carpet bomb that whole road right into Mosul or whatever town they have, and if they have like a camp there, just level like a whole neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Get rid of them.
All right, Bob. Thank you for your service, sir. We appreciate you.
Thanks,
and
Bob.
And
it's interesting what he says, Kevin, just because, it just seems to me that if I understand the policy of this administration, the policy is, well, we got to have partners. We got to have other countries helping us. We got to all be in this together. And, you know, we can't darken the skies with drones because they can't be all our drones. They got to be other people's drones. And whatever the plan is, we got to do it unified, multilateral with other countries. But the problem is, other countries are not going to do that. They're not going to jump in. They're not going to do necessarily the magnitude of what needs to be done. And unfortunately, none of those places had a 9/11.
You know, that's true.
It's America that these people target and hate the most.
But Stephen, here's the other flip side of that. And hear me out on this. Don't get too mad at me. But while you've been away, our president's been up to some other mischief. And one of them is he released five of the worst Taliban that we captured in 9/11.
I know.
And following their release, you had a Taliban attack in Pakistan that killed 18 innocent people. You had a Taliban attack in Afghanistan that killed 29 people. You've had this lightning strike by the Al-Qaeda forces, the Sharia forces in Iraq. And I wonder if it's just because they look at what we did in letting go the five worst guys, they go, oh, well, America let them go. Look how weak America is. And I wonder if it's just emboldened everybody that's on that side of the issue to be as bad as they want to be right now, kind of knowing that our administration is feckless. We're not going to do anything about this. That's the dare. I dare you to do something, Obama. That's what they're saying to him. I dare you to do something. And I don't think he's got the guts to do anything.
I don't know how much time we got before the break, brother. But what I was
30 seconds.
Say,
go ahead.
What I was going to say going into the other break earlier was simply this to that fellow Jack in Dallas. I hope these numbers, I think these numbers are fairly accurate. Under the presidencies of George W. Bush, he flew about somewhere around 50 drone strikes. And this current president has flown over 400 drone strikes. So obviously taking the fight to them is doing something. It's worth something, or Barack Obama wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're effective, though. I mean, look, we're about to lose everything we gained in Iraq. I mean, at the end of the day, results are what counts. Let's talk about it with you. 888-34-
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule, must be business at least 1 year to apply. Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from both New York City and Toronto, Canada tonight.
Yo!
No, not yo. It's A.
Yeah, right.
Take off, eh?
Yeah, so like we're here going to the Tim Hortons, eh?
Hey. I hope we don't have any people getting mad at us. If you're a Canadian, we fully apologize for making fun of you, eh? 888-340-3373. We're talking about Iraq. We're talking about the dangers that are at play there and what they mean. Let's go back to the phones. Line 3, Ronald in Allentown, Pennsylvania, watching us on Biz TV. Ronald, welcome. Glad you're with us. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad you called.
Hey, good evening, eh?
Hey.
Yeah, what we need to do is we need to pull our assets out of there, and then we need to tell who's ever in charge over there that, okay, we're going to come back in and help you again. But for the next 35 years, 50 years, let's make it 100, you're going to give us 50% of all your oil for reparations and for all the American lives lost fighting for freedom for you people. What did we get the first time?
Well, if you listen to MSNBC, the only reason we did it was so that Bush would get all that oil. But I don't remember us getting any.
We didn't get any because our oil company said, oh, well, we don't want their oil because if we bring their oil over here, it's going to drop our prices.
Well, it dropped the prices at the. Yeah, I never believed the war for oil anyway. I didn't think that was a real thing. But that's what some people said. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me because we got some other callers.
Code KMC or STVB when you call. All right, we're talking Charleston and the reaction. Let's go to Tampa, Florida. Watching on Biz TV tonight is Danny on line 3. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Steven.
Hey, brother.
Steven, good to see you back again, man. I'm still keeping a steady buzz listening to Grand Funk Railroad, Led Zeppelin, Cream. After all, I'm from Woodstock, and I'm from that era. And I'm the type of guy that Gino would have hated back then. It was anti-war. I love it.
I'm pretty sure he hates you now, too, Danny. Go ahead.
Okay. Now let me make my point here. First of all, this was not an attack against Christians. This was an attack of racism, as evidenced by this guy's race.
Who said it was attack against Christians? Nobody said that.
It was attack against racism, blacks, before it was any attack against Christians.
Nobody said it was.
Because there were predominantly
black
people there.
But it was in a church. That's what he's saying.
Could have gone to white church, could have blown away white people, and no candidate, and the head of a NRA, listen to this, Stephen, the official from the NRA, this is what he said. He said that the pastor... Listen to this, guys. The pastor, and you probably agree with this, the pastor at that church is to blame for the shooting because he did not allow guns in the church at all. He actually said that.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Go ahead.
No, it's true. You don't believe me.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
You're the one that
give me a source.
Mine, okay?
Give me a source.
Yeah, he said that, and that guy should be fired.
Give me a source.
Everybody who's for gun control, Stephen, because I can't talk to this
guy.
Everybody for gun control is responsible for that guy's death.
Pull Danny out for a second. I just, he can't talk to me. Hold on, Danny. We're not done with you. But I just want to say this clearly. I don't believe that it is as you represented that quote.
Exactly.
I don't think you represented it as it was fully said.
Yes, I did.
I don't think you did. And that's why you're not giving us a source.
You're never going to agree with
if you
I
give
say.
Us a source, Danny, if you give me a source, then we could look it up and fact check you, but you're not willing to do that.
I'm an NRA official. I don't know the pastor's name. I don't know his name. Like Gino, the dumbass who would agree with that blowhard. You know, that moron.
All right.
That's right.
Are you done calling people names now?
Oh, it's okay for Gino to call names, but not me. Kevin,
I don't like him doing it either.
Psychological help, Kevin.
Okay.
You need psychoanalysis back to when you were a kid.
Thank you, Danny. Have a great week. I hope that you just have all kinds of fun. 888-340-3373. Line 1, Annie from the Bronx. Hey, Annie.
Hi, guys, and happy Father's Day to you both.
What? Someone's being nice? Stop. So, let's do what.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Annie.
We love you.
I love you more. I wanted to talk about Iraq because this is a thorn on my side. I mean, you said we don't. It's not that important who we blame, Obama or Bush. What's important now is what we do now, and that is very true. However, I think in our minds and in our hearts, we have to. It is time to really, really come to the realization that we were a success.
Annie, hold that thought. We're going to let you...
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, spirited discussion tonight as we are addressing the issues of Charleston, South Carolina, and what has happened in the aftermath of that horrific, evil shooting that took place there. Danny from Florida was just talking about an NRA spokesperson coming out and saying some things. We'll give you the facts on that in just a moment. And as I said, it is not entirely as he presented it. But before we get to that, Annie is joining us from the Bronx. And Annie, we had to cut you off because of the break. Go ahead and finish your thought for us.
Okay. Thanks. I just want to say it's an injustice for us to not reckon with all the things that we rebuilt, all the things that we quickly, very quickly, with the help of General Petraeus, how we gained Maliki's trust, how we managed to get Iraqis to join forces with us, and then we abandoned them. These people, think about it, just imagine that. They gave up everything. They live in quarters with enemies. They gave all of that up. They joined forces with us, and now they're left hanging in the wind. We have to reckon with whose side we're on, too, because it also dictates our commitment and conviction with how we're going to go on now with the second or third, actually, our third coming into Iraq. Obama knew this. This is something he knew since a senator. Should we remove our soldiers, this is going to happen. Not only did he remove them, he did it in a way that was worldly, bombastic, loud. I'm surprised he didn't give out Social Security numbers. So I think it is very important that we are fair to both the Iraqis who joined forces with us, how proud they were to be able to vote, and how we've abandoned them, and also how disrespectful to those soldiers, all the blood, all the sweat, all the money we invested. Are we not going to call that a success? I find it a success to be able to shop in Baghdad, and you could barely breathe. That's a humongous difference. And if we could see the damage that Obama did, that's very, very important with how we're going to proceed now, because we need to proceed now with conviction and fearlessness, or else nothing is going to happen.
And it's interesting.
He doesn't even listen to our generals.
And it's interesting, Annie. Thank you for your thoughts. And again, they're a little bit outside the pale of what we're talking about, but you bring it back to a very sound point there at the end, and that is that if you're not convinced that those that are in charge are actually focused on solving what the real problem is, then you're going to exacerbate the problem. And when the president, instead of taking just a second to gain his composure and say, in South Carolina, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to proceed at in a way that is not only respectful to the victims, but we're not going to politicize this. He couldn't resist. Mm-hmm. And what that's going to do is it's going to further inflame the political hot nature of what all of this stuff is built around, whether it's guns or race or religion or whatever. And at the end of the day, nothing's going to get solved. And if anything happens, I think it's going to be made worse. And he's great at that. He's great at saying, yeah, I want to pull people together. But instead of doing that, he exacerbates whatever problem he touches. And there's a lot of people that have believed from the very beginning of his administration, he did that solely for the purpose of creating additional confusion and anarchy. Let's go to Ronald in Atlanta, Georgia, watching on Biz TV. Ronald, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hello?
Ronald, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
I'm just going to make a comment about, I think the gentleman's name was Danny.
Yes.
And he made the comment that the spokesperson for the NRA made the comment about the if the pastor had allowed guns in his church, this would have never happened. I saw the same newscast that Danny saw. I can't hear you.
Go ahead. We hear
we
you.
We didn't say anything.
Okay. All right. I'm watching you on television. I must have a backlog. Anyhow, I heard the same comment, and I took note of it because I thought, well, that's kind of weird. The guy's not thinking in terms of sympathy for the people, but it was kind of mixed up in the discussion about the flag and the Confederate flag and this, that, and the other. But the man certainly did make a very, I thought, untoward statement about guns should have been in that church.
Yeah.
Therefore, consequently, the guy wouldn't have walked in because he knew that people could have had a gun.
Well, Ronald, thanks for bringing that up. Again, I wanted to readdress it. Thanks for the call. What the person did say, and he was not an NRA spokesperson, he is a board member that was actually typing on a chat room. And in the chat room, he did say eight of his church members who might be alive if he had expressly allowed members to carry guns in church are now dead. innocent people died because of his position on a political issue. That was something that Cotton wrote on the website that he moderates. This is the person that Danny was referring to. Two things that are important for context of this, and that's why I said it wasn't as simple. Danny was making it out to be very like, oh, well, the pastor, you know, the guy said the pastor banned guns, so since the pastor did that, they deserve to die. That wasn't it at all. There's a debate in South Carolina over what kind of state it should be in terms of its gun access. This particular pastor was also a politician who happened to vehemently lobby on behalf of not allowing greater gun access. So he's voted for gun control on multiple occasions, and one of those happens to impact whether or not his people could have guns in his church. The NRA's board member wasn't trying to be purposefully inflammatory. He was in the context of who the pastor was and what the pastor did outside of the pastorate, giving some context as to this is how a political issue does impact mm-hmm. a local community in that way.
Mm-hmm. And it is interesting because you do have to keep it in the right context. I don't think Danny was saying that Cotton was saying that, you know, if guns were allowed in this church, that, you know, we it's because of the fact that who knows what the outcome might have been or could have been or, you know, whatever. It is unfortunate that this event has taken place specifically in a church with a pastor Absolutely. Who's a politician. The irony of this is it makes it even more tragic.
Because both sides are going to claim victory and both sides are going to say, see, it's you guys that are wrong. And the truth is, there's a lot of context
right.
to
this. And what was the scenario where the gal was the security person? Was it a church or something a year or two ago where she shot the one guy? And,
in Texas.
Right. Was that in a church?
Came in, I believe it was.
So there's a case where
to shoot, and instead the shooter got plugged.
Right. So point in case, clearly an example of the opposite, you know, yeah. taking place here. So, you know, it's interesting for the discussion.
Yeah, to a significant degree. I mean, you had a church where they carried, and it was a different outcome. Stay with us.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So glad you're with us live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough live, the Baldwin part of that equation. Stephen Baldwin, the good Baldwin brother, the baby Baldwin brother. That's what everybody in the circles I run in
calls me.
They're like, oh, he's the good Baldwin brother.
I
guess. I mean, I don't know. He stays out of jail. That's good.
All the Baldwin brothers are good fellas.
That's good. Well, you know.
We're just different.
That's putting it one way.
Yes.
Anyway, Kevin McCullough is the McCullough part of it, and we're glad that you're with us. Please join us on Facebook and on Twitter and all those places. Here's how John Stewart ended his monologue on the Charleston shootings.
Nine people were shot in a black church by a white guy who hated them, who wanted to start some kind of civil war. The Confederate flag flies over South Carolina, and the roads are named for Confederate generals. And the white guy's the one who feels like his country's being taken away from him. We're bringing it on ourselves. And that's the thing. Al-Qaeda, all those guys, ISIS, they're not compared to the damage that we can apparently do to ourselves on a regular basis. So
that's true. True words spoken by John Stewart. You don't like him? Go ahead. We're short on time. You going to make a point?
I'm going to transition into what I said from the beginning, which is it's nice to see that the overall observation here is one that's positive, one that's about healing, one that's about looking forward towards logical prevention, and using this as a means of respecting the lives that have been lost and coming together in a way that's seeking a solution to avoid these types of things in the future.
I think that's well said. And friends, tonight, think about it this way. What are we in a nation where all of us came from somewhere else? We're a bunch of immigrants that all ended up here. And unless we can learn how to get along and get past these issues, even tonight, the name-calling back and forth between different folks because they just so harshly disagree with those that are on the other side. Friends, we can't get past that. We're not going to change. If we want a different nation, if we want a different outcome, we have to become and we have to grow different people. Some people want to ignore the spiritual component of life. Some people want to ignore the moral component of life and say, no, you can do this in a vacuum. I happen to not believe that. I don't think Stephen believes that either. It's one of those things that you need to consider, though. So that's it. You still got more to say. Join us on Twitter, on Facebook, online. And if you missed any bit of this, Biz TV will rerun this entire broadcast at 11 p.m. Eastern. And we will have it up on our SoundCloud podcast feed within just minutes following the conclusion of the show. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stevie B.
Good night.
We couldn't be happier than to be with you. We'll see you next week.
God bless.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
My story.